We're gonna see how we do. Are you excited?
I am so excited.
Okay. I'm very excited as well. Because I don't know. I think that it's best to try and figure out the words. That it
The ball rolling, I suppose.
no, not necessarily get the ball rolling, but building the show the best way possible with the best people possible. Because my vision for the show was just kind of just start talking about recruiting, and then it kind of evolved into, let's talk about Iowa State stuff. And then life caught up to me, and I realized it was a big undertaking. And then, yeah, I needed somebody cool to come take it, and somebody would take it and roll with it and whatever. And we found you.
You stumbled across me. Oh man, I don't
Yeah.
know. I mean, hey, that's a lot of weight on one's shoulders, but
So yeah, I think we should get started. Who are you?
who am I?
Who
Well,
are you?
my name is Marika Mendezun. I am currently a sophomore at Iowa State. When I first applied, I thought, there's no way I'm going to go to Iowa State. What is Iowa State? Who is there in Iowa State? People love the corn. Like, who want to go to school in corn, you know? I'm a girl from outer greater Cleveland, Ohio, and you just moving more.
Oh, you guys are from Cleveland?
Yeah, we're outer Cleveland, like 45 minutes.
Wait, you're telling me so you're living in Cleveland going, oh, I don't want to live in corn country.
Yeah.
Are you? And I'm looking at you guys going like, I don't want to live in Cleveland. Hell no.
You're from Illinois, aren't
I'm
you?
for there's a reason I didn't go back. I love Iowa. It's
Yeah,
great.
it's once you get adjusted, I mean, people sure love their Busch Light out here.
I don't know that
I don't
crowd.
know. The first thing I saw was corn and Busch Light, and I'm like, well, that's definitely Iowa for you. But my brother committed here, and I said, well, he can go, because why would I want to do that? I really wanted to run in college. Like, I grew up running was my entire life. Running was my identity. Like, I was known as that girl who ran. You'd see me around town. My parents owned running stores. My dad ran at a D1 in college, so I kind of had that vision of, hey, I want to be a D1 athlete. But then God came and took a turn and said, hey, it's just not your identity anymore. So I had to get foot surgery, and it sucked. It sucked because I was so devastated. You watch your brother commit to a Power Five school to go play football. And hey, I'll never be a male. I'll never play football. But it sucked because I was so happy for this guy. And I'm like, wow, my dreams get crushed. So I applied to like seven, eight other schools, and I got into them. But, Iowa State came through, and I got a full tuition academic scholarship and the honors program. So I think that was a pretty high deal when you can go and be like, hey, I'm on academic scholarship and I'm on an honors program. I think that'd be pretty cool to have. Like, yeah, it's a sticker, but I think it looked good in your resume, and that's what I was kind of anticipating. So I came to Iowa State, and I was like, we'll see what happens. But I initially was like pre-med and business because I wanted to go into like plastic surgery because I always thought it's been fascinating. But then I realized I would go to school for so long, and I said, okay, no way. So I switched over to journalism, and I want to do broadcasting, more like sports broadcasting or just news reporting. And just growing up in sports my entire life, like, I played tackle football in fifth grade. Like, I was pretty heavy when I was little, and I right tackle. And believe it or not, I played a little more
You're a
than
right
Miles.
tackle?
I
Oh no.
swear, I played more than Miles. Like, he was at the point of his career where he was picking weeds,
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all right, I'm serious. Like, let's get this done,
Were you playing with the boys?
Yes.
Oh
Like,
my God.
I would paint my nails because my school is like red and black. So I'd paint my nails red and black. And the guy would be like, why are his nails red and black? And then then he sees my eyes, and he's like, oh, the girl.
That's they usually put the girl, like most dads would put the girl at like wide receiver or
Right.
safety. No, some dad went, some dad needs to go to jail because they looked at you and went, left tackle.
But
That's awesome, but terrible at the same time.
yeah.
What?
But hey, I guess we love sports in my family, you know. My mom was a gymnast like growing up, and like I've always like looked at, I was always active. Like there's a day like I have to be doing something, you know. So that's why I was like, well, I kind of want to do like sports broadcasting or something cool. And just kind of like keep that still in my life, because sports are awesome, and who wouldn't want to work with sports? I mean, it's such a competitive field, everyone wants to do sports, but I at least like I did some like photography in high school, and like I do some photography here at Iowa State for the Iowa State Daily, and like taking pictures all around, which is super fun. But I just really like to like build my portfolio and kind of be like, hey, this is me against my competition, and kind of stand out. You know, I just want to set myself up so I have a great future. So,
I mean, if you're listening, you can obviously tell. So I kind of want to tell everybody, give everybody an announcement, because I really haven't told anybody yet, but we're kind of changing gears here on this show. We're working through it. It's going to take maybe a couple more weeks on to cement really what we're doing, but I'm bringing Marika on to kind of be to take the lead, to take the reins on this show, to really direct it, because I have a feeling that my strong suit is on the recruiting stuff. That's what I like to do, and I'm the type of person where it's like a draft, it's not going to do it. When life gets busy, I can find a way to put it off. I don't want to do that. I feel like this show and all the listeners deserve more than that. And I wanted to find somebody like Marika, who's awesome, really cared about doing a good job, cared about the Cyclones, really had a good attachment, good connections, and would just overall do a really good job and care about it. Because even though I cared about it a lot, really what I cared about the most was the recruiting. And I wanted to focus on that and give a really good show one time a week, instead of feeling like, oh man, I got to make five shows and then just never doing most of them. It's not good. I'm too busy, and I just it stresses me out. And I really just want to do one show a week. That show will probably come out, we're figuring, either Tuesdays or Wednesdays. My first one is with Abu Sama. It's going to be next week. We're gonna have that up. I'm excited. I hope he wins state. It would really help the interview if he wins state. I think he will. He's a really good
Absolutely.
player,
I
and
think he will.
he's a really good player on a really good team. And so I think they will. I'm going to that game, but yeah, I'm really excited to have Marika on here, because I just think she will lead the show into greater heights than I could even hope for. I wanted the show just to be. I started it just to be about recruiting. And then people started asking, hey, why don't you do more stuff? I would love to hear your take on this stuff and that stuff, just general Iowa State stuff. But I got spread too thin. I really did get spread too thin. And I really want to focus on the. So that's why Marika's here, really excited. And so, yeah. We're going to kind of spend this episode just a little bit to kind of get to know her, since she's the new host. And yeah, so I have a few questions for you. But first, you just kind of picked Iowa State because it just felt right out of all the visits and your brother was going here. That's kind of how it happened.
I mean, yes and no. Like, my top school was Boston College, and I had like a walk-on opportunity, kind of like West Virginia at the run, but I was just so injured to the point where it was like, is it worth it? And I visited here right after my foot surgery in the middle of dead winter, where it's freezing, literally negative. And I'm like, wow, it's actually kind of pretty. I could definitely see myself here. And I don't know. I was just kind of like, Miles, are you okay with me attending Iowa State along with you? You know? And like he didn't care. You know, the kid top of his world, you know, he's like kid from small town, like commits to Iowa State, you know, it's cool. Then his twin goes, you know, I think we are very blessed. You know, he's on his scholarship, I'm on my scholarship, and I'm just it's great how it's panned out. But it's kind of been wild the way it God works in our lives, I
So
guess.
I don't know if you knew this, but I'm also a twin. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Okay. So I have an identical twin brother. I have
No
an
way.
older sister and an identical twin brother. Both of them went to Indiana University.
No
I did not
way.
go to I did not go there, obviously, because they didn't have an engineering program at the time. They do now. At the time, 10 years ago, they did not. So I had to figure out where I wanted to go. Did I want to go to Illinois? No, they don't view you as a person there. Wisconsin was too expensive. Michigan was too expensive, and too far away for medical reasons. So we visited Iowa State, and I kind of need to take it back a little bit. I've told this story on the podcast before, but my school had like a college conference room, a college come in and say like, hey, and like meet the students and like give their little presentation about like, hey, this is what the school's all about. Read this dumb pamphlet that I give you. We'll talk about the school. Hey, why don't you come visit? And did their little spiel for 30 minutes. I in junior year, or it was a junior year, I can't remember. Well, I signed up for a couple of them. I signed up for obviously the Illinois one. Everybody signed up for it. That room was packed. But I signed up for that one. And then I was signing up for a couple more. And on the day that Iowa State come, I go into there and the lady's wearing red. It says Iowa State University on it. She gives me the thing. It's all red. Everything's red. I'm like, okay, it's weird. Why do they have red? I'm sitting there and she's talking about it. She's saying, okay, its name's Iowa. It's how many students we have. This is what we're known for. This is the football team, the Cyclone, blah, blah. And right when she says, like, this is the football team, and I see a picture of the football team, I'm like, ooh, let me ask her a question. I raise my hand. I'm like, is this University of Iowa, like the Hawkeyes? Is this for the Hawkeyes? And she goes, no, this is for Iowa State. And I go, ooh, I'm in the wrong one.
No way.
And then I'm
Oh.
like getting my stuff to get up and leave. And she's like, why don't you stay? Why don't you stay for a minute? I'm like, okay. And I look and I'm like, okay. I bring the thing home to my mom, and my mom's like, oh, you can probably get a lot of money from here. I'm like, okay, we'll go visit, maybe, whatever. And I go visit with one of my friends. We go visit one of my best friends from growing up. His all name's also Kevin, not Kevin who comes on the podcast. Another Kevin. And we go visit Iowa State and we go visit Iowa. And while I'm at Iowa State, I love it. It's great. Everything about it is great. And then when we visit Iowa, I'm like, this place, I just don't feel it. And as we're driving home, my friend Kevin goes, well, my mom asked my friend Kevin, she goes, Kevin, what'd you think? And he goes, you know, I feel like Iowa State, you go there an education, and Iowa, you go there to party. And
Well,
then 2 weeks later, I picked Iowa State and he picked Iowa.
I guess he's not wrong.
You're going to party, aren't you?
Did he flunk or did he graduate?
No, he graduated. He's an engineer. He's an electrical
Oh,
engineer. No,
well.
he comes from a pretty smart family. He wouldn't dare drop out. He wouldn't
Yeah.
dare drop out. He would never return home.
Oh,
But
oh my goodness. That's the thing with college is like it's a feeling. Like you just know. I mean, I visited hundreds of college campuses. Like my dad is a huge man. He loves learning. So he's always been like he's a part-time professor here as well. Just because he loves to teach so much.
At Iowa State?
Yes. Yes.
What's he teaching?
Like biomechanics and like anything like kinesiology or like bio or stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
Hard
one
stuff.
of them.
I know.
See, I I have the biology side of the sciences. I just don't understand.
No, it's
Everything else, electronics, everything, chemicals, that's my wheelhouse. Everything
Oh,
except
absolutely.
biology. Don't understand it at all.
It's too, I mean, everyone's got a different brain, I suppose. I can never understand chemical engineering. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So,
But
anyway, but yeah.
I had like the decision. I was like, okay, like if I go to Iowa State and I like it, I'll train to walk on. And I was training for a while, but then I like
Sure.
injured my back. So I was like, all right, I
Oh.
think it's just a sign I need to
Yeah.
stop. And you know, sports, I love sports, but there's a point in time where it you gotta make the consecutive decision as to be like, is this worth it or do
It's
I
time
need
to
to
wrap.
my life?
Yeah, it's time to go. But
Right.
yeah, like I remember that feeling. I remember getting that feeling at Iowa State. I also remember getting the opposite feeling of, heck no, I will never go here at Notre Dame. Oh
What?
no,
The
I
no
will
like the Notre Dame.
the Notre Dame.
What?
I went there. We were walking around for an hour and just a regular visit, whatever. And then we go sit down in like the first part of the orientation, where they're kind of like, okay, like just giving you all the basic facts before you break out and go visit everything else. And one parent asks, like, what are the academic expectations that Notre Dame is looking for? And
Oh,
this smug a-hole who stands there, he goes, if you don't have a 32, don't even apply
no
on your
way.
ACT. On your ACT, I'm like, dude, you just lost half the room. Maybe you like that, but you lost half the room. And some of those people actually have 32 or above, but they just don't want to go at a place like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to that place, because that's if you can listen to that and go, yeah, of course. Who would apply? Not like. First of all, I didn't have a 32. I can't read. But second of all, that was before I took the ACT even. So I didn't know what I was going to get. So I was just like, no, we're not doing
Right.
this. We're not doing this. But yeah. So anyway, I got another question for you. What
All
is
right.
your, so you've only been at Iowa State for about a year and a half. Probably you maybe watched games from that 2020 season. Whatever. What has been like, talking specifically with sports, what has been like your best moment, your favorite moment for watching Iowa State sports? It can be any sport. It can be wrestling, basketball, football.
That's a great question. Oh wow, that's really hard. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Last
Okay.
year it was what game was it? Oklahoma State, I'm pretty sure. And we stormed the field.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, because that game I sat with my parents because my brother gets tickets or
Yeah.
whatever. Hey, I want to sit up close and watch the game, not sit up in the nosebleeds of the seat. And it was a perfect game to sit there because I forget. I think it was 24 to 21 or whatever. It was a
Something
close
like that,
game,
yeah.
something like that. And everyone stormed the field. And my friend that sat with me, we jumped over because it's a pretty high jump.
Is. You don't realize how high it is
So we
until
get
you
on the
get
field and we're literally just we are chugging it to the middle. And
there.
we found all of our because I would like all my guys, all my friends on the team. And I was like, what is going on? Like, they gave me their towels. Someone put me on their shoulders. All the students, you could just see them tumbling down from the student section. I was like, this is a good memory. But I just love that because, you know, it was a great game and everyone was so excited and just the energy and like that
Yeah.
truly gave me like the remembrance
So
why
like
I chose Iowa State, you know?
my like favorite moment, 'cause you and your family too don't really remember awful Iowa State football.
No,
I mean,
we've heard about it.
I mean, there was a time, so I went down to a conference, just kind of aside. I went down to a conference in Oklahoma, in like Tulsa, Oklahoma, for chemical engineering. And I found like a little bar. This is during the Baylor game in 2013. I found a little bar. I was like, okay, I'm gonna hang out by myself in a crazy weekend. I'm gonna hang out by myself, watch this game. Big time fan right now. Whatever. I'm gonna hang out in this bar, watch the game, enjoy myself. Hopefully we win. Talk to all these people who are Oklahoma and Oklahoma State fans, whatever. There's a couple other fans. There are a couple other people from that conference there. They're all Oklahoma and Oklahoma State fans. I didn't really mingle with them, but we kind of look at each other. Before the game, I thought I was going to be hanging out with them a lot. We lost that game 71 to 7.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The seven that we scored was on a kick return late. I mean, like 25 seconds left in the game. So, like, just a garbage time just to keep a zero off the board. And they had like their fourth string guys, like student managers in pads playing on the field against our first team. It was
That's horrible.
that is the moment of hopelessness where you just know there's Baylor and Texas and Oklahoma in one tier, and then the tier below them. There's Kansas State and Oklahoma State, and then there's a couple more tiers, and then there's a pile of dog shit, and then there's us. And we, I mean, people will talk about 71 to 7. And if you haven't been a fan, you're like, well, at least you got that 7. You probably got that in the second quarter or something. No, we got that the very, very end of the game off of a kick return. That should have been 7 to nothing. That's when you know that you're at a low point. I was at a very low point that night. So I set that up to tell you my high point moment. That's not
Wow.
even my lowest point. That's not even my lowest point.
I
A high point was like 2017. Obviously, a big high point was we beat Oklahoma, three Oklahoma. The high point, though, is a few weeks later, after we beat Kansas, we beat Texas Tech. We come back to Jack Trice Stadium. And we beat number four TCU at home because that was like the first time I felt we could beat anybody, anybody. And it's not going to be a fluke. Beating number two Oklahoma State was a fluke back in 2011. Beating some of these teams, that was a fluke. Beating that TCU team, that was when I was like, okay, we're finally here. We can finally do something. And we rushed the field in that game, too. But
Oh my
that,
goodness.
yeah, that was like the moment where I was like, okay, we can actually probably compete for something. Maybe it will be Big 12 ch titles. Maybe it will be good bowl games, whatever. But you're finally at the point where, okay, we can do stuff. Like we can actually compete. We're not just this doormat in the Big 12 that everybody walks over
Right.
and just scuffs their shoes on, doesn't even think twice. That was awesome. Now I gotta ask you, have you had a low point? You don't have to be specific if it's recent. Because let's be honest, our football team isn't doing so great right now, but there's some bright spots. So you might not have had a low point yet.
I haven't like hit that rock bottom point
You
yet.
haven't hit that rock bottom. I
And
didn't
I
think
hope I
so.
won't.
Man, I hope you don't either. I hope you don't either.
I'm a diehard fan when it comes to anything
I've
sports.
hit super frustrating points this year, but it's not been a low point. My low point, and people are going to think this is crazy for this to be a low point. I haven't been a fan as long as other people, though. My low point was in 2020 when we lost to Louisiana, a team that we should have beat. And I thought, you know what? We had a really good team. We had Breece Hall, Brock Purdy, all these guys. And we just It was right after the COVID pandemic broke out. Nobody had hope because we all thought we were like, at that point, we were in the thick of COVID. And we're like, we don't have anything to look forward to. There's nothing going on in the world.
Yeah.
And we finally get football back. Then lose to Louisiana. Bad. We lose like 1-14. I remember sitting by my fire pit talking to Tyler going, there's no hope in the world. Just give up. Just give up. Just give up. And I was like, I'm just going to go back to being an Oregon fan. And then it comes full circle because we beat them in the Fiesta Bowl. But
right.
At that moment, I was like, there's no hope. There's no hope.
That's humbling.
We will never be a program. We will never be a program that competes for anything. That's what I thought. And I was definitely proven wrong that year.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you were proven wrong, because I think
I'm a fan forever, but I was crushed.
Their season
absolutely crushed.
Weighed a lot of the guys like that, the class of 21.
What's that?
I feel like their season of 20, like Fiesta Bowl, swayed like a lot of the guys, like the class of 21, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I 2022 deck. I mean, 2022, most of those guys, they came because we won the Fiesta Bowl. We're not kidding ourselves.
Yeah, that is very valid.
And I mean, they're one of the best classes ever. 2021 was a really, really good class. And we'll see what becomes of the 2023 class.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that the future is very bright. And yeah, we're just going through a little rough patch right now. So anyway, so yeah, I kind of just wanted to interview you a little bit. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about specifically and what you're looking forward to or what you're kind of planning? Is there anything?
I would just say to our listeners that, I mean, you're going to do the recruiting aspect because you're
sure.
So good at it. I'm pretty much going to focus on just like the little nits and grits. No, I don't know what the word is.
Nitty gritty.
Just like talking to athletes and kind of getting their perspective on what it's like to be an athlete and like maybe NIL possibly. Kind of just the logistics and all that hoopla.
Sure.
Just kind of try and bring a new topic for a week, just so maybe someone just injured or something like that. So just try and give some insight and more a full 180. So to know our Iowa State athletes better and more.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that you're really going to bring and I'm excited for, like I can't wait to listen, is we have a lot of like there's a couple other podcasts. I'm not stupid. There's a couple other Iowa State podcasts. And I think what we're going to do the best is we're going to give everybody an inside look into the, like, what really goes on. I think that there's other places that give good analysis and stuff, give a good breakdown, give good thoughts. They don't really offer the inside look, really getting to know the guys, that kind of stuff, that we're going to just do a really good job at. You can't really get the recruiting stuff anywhere else, especially up to date on the beat type stuff of getting to know guys and things like that, of the people coming in or the analysis. Like the reason why we started this podcast, or I started this podcast, was people were like, okay, who's good in this class, like 2021, because some guys didn't even have a season. And I told everybody, you can go back and listen. I told everybody, Bo Freeler's good. Miles Purchase might be the best, like, that we've had in a while. Who else did I say? I'm trying to think. I can't even remember. But, I definitely said those guys. I really like Miles. I'll tell you that. I really like Miles. You can even tell Miles in high school that even if he didn't make the right read, he was going 120%, which I was like, I love this guy. And that's come true.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah. So I'm really excited to have you a part of this. It's gonna be
Yeah, I'm
awesome.
really excited and honored. So I think it's going to be a really great turnout. So
Oh
I'm
yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited to see where you can take this as well. And yeah, cool. So yeah,
awesome.
guys. I'm Eric Essing. This is Marijke. We're excited. You guys will have a lot of new episodes over the next few weeks. We're gonna get try to figure this out. Things might change. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. And yeah, we're gonna kind of adapt to figure out, where do we really fit in here? But yeah. Awesome. So